On the NHS, just this week, we heard from the chairman of Guy's and St Thomas's, who, as a former permanent secretary in the Department for Health, perhaps has a unique perspective on the NHS as a whole. He warned that whoever wins the election, the NHS faces a very big funding gap, and that it's very difficult for his trust to set a budget for the next few years. How will you make sure, after the election, that our hospitals get the funding they need?
Look, that's a really, really... I mean, he's right. And that's why we have made categorically a commitment, and it's on the front page of the manifesto, that we will give the NHS the money it needs. Quality Health for All invest £8 billion to improve our NHS and guarantee equal care for mental health. And that's £8 billion a year by the end of the next Parliament. And the Labour Party commit £2.5 billion a year, and they will not go above that. And that figure isn't a made-up figure. It's the figure that Simon Stevens, who is the chief executive of the NHS, has said the NHS needs. So Guy's and Thomas's, who do a brilliant job, are correct. We need extra funding, and we're committed to that. And compared to Labour, we're committed to three times and more what Labour are committed to. And I don't believe that the local community here would want a government which will not commit the money to make sure that in a community where there are more older people, more people living longer, but more people with more conditions needing NHS attention, that they don't have the funding. And you know the two other things we've got to put right. We've got to put right the fact that we've never adequately looked after people with mental illness, and that's a commitment of ours, and we've already started spending extra money on that. And thirdly, we've got to restore some form of emergency provision for people with mental illness, and that's why tomorrow I'll be at the Maudsley reminding people that the Labour Party in government closed the 24-hour centre at the Maudsley against the community's wishes, against the wishes of many people here and patients here, and we need to restore that. So on health, Labour in a weak position in this community, and the Labour candidate has an impossible task, I think, to argue that the NHS would be safe in Labour's hands. It would be much less safe in Labour's hands than in our hands, and much less safe in his hands than in my hands.